coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. You know, I'll tell you what, we should probably, like, tape the pre-show conversation in the background. You could probably sell it. I'm telling you, it's something. I had to rush in to the studio. Hair still wet. Sorry about that. I had to rush in because I was having some thoughts for today. Today,
hey, you get a pass.
Yeah, thanks.
It's your birthday week.
Yeah, my birthday week. Yeah.
Happy birthday week.
My mother, my poor beloved late mother would probably, I don't know. Yeah, it took a week to push him out. Okay. He wouldn't leave. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I have a great show lined up for you. You know, this country is hanging in the balance right now, folks. And I got to tell you this. The Pennsylvania primaries were yesterday, so I went to vote. And whenever I go vote with my wife, look, my wife knows better. She'll walk in before me. Quick, sign, get the book. And now they have these machines, right, where you sign on these machines. And so she went in first, and I was behind her, and she's, like, trying to get away from me, you know, because she knows. No. So there were two older ladies taking down the information. And I said, can I see those books there? Because they have pages. They also write your name down. And I'm looking at the D's and R's. Which were clearly visible. I don't know if I violated any kind of whatever. So I'm looking, and I'm thinking, man, in my area, which my zip code where I live is, I don't know, Eric, the tech, would you call it kind of a, it's suburban? I don't want to say upscale, but the upscale homes are in that zip code, right? Isn't many of them, most of them, a lot of them.
Yeah, there's neighborhoods around that are
pretty crappy.
Pretty impressive.
And then crappy. others very impressive. Exactly.
It's a whole spectrum.
But I was surprised at the amount of D's for Democrat. All right. I'm thinking, wow, you know, when I say that, it from just my glance, it looked like maybe 60-40 R's versus D's. Okay. All right. Why did I mention that? I don't know why I mentioned that, but what happened next? Yeah, this is why my wife kind of left without, you know, she's going down the road, you know, before I'm even out the door. There was a state senator standing out in the rain under an umbrella in front of a sign. I don't know if he was pretending to be a statue or what the hell it was, but he said, thanks for voting. And I ignored him. And on my way in, because I don't talk to anyone on my way in deliberately, unless I initiate the conversation, because I don't want anyone yapping in my ear about, well, you got, you know, vote for this, vote for that. Okay. Anyway, you can't do that near within 50 feet of a polling place, but apparently
in quotations.
Yeah, he got his freaking tape measure out. All right, so I'm in there, and she said, sign your name, and I'm looking at it. Sign where? Well, on that machine. I said, well, since when? And also, since when? Who moved the primary day in Pennsylvania? I don't remember having a say in that. And I asked her that. In that fashion. And she said, you know, yeah, it used to be the second Tuesday in May. I said, this is April. You know that, right? Is this what they call early voting? And then I said, I don't want to sign on the machine. Do I have another option? No, you got to sign on the machine. And I said, okay. So shut down the machine. I said, you know, this is bullshit. My exact words. And she said, well, what do you mean? I said, anything electronic is hackable. Well, yeah, but it's more efficient. So I said, and God bless this woman. I meant no harm to this woman. And there were three
literal Betty volunteering down at the.
I mean, she couldn't have been more than like 5'2", soaking wet, 110 pounds. But anyway,
in the bathroom, crying after you sign.
No, after I left, she was in the bathroom crying. I'm telling you, because anyway. I'm not using a Sharpie either on these damn ballots. So I had my own pen with me, black pen that did not bleed through the paper. So I used my own pen, and I noticed this guy who was running the tabulator or whatever that thing is, watching me. So I used my own black pen, fill in the circle, get finished. By this time, my wife is like, with the wind, okay, because she knows.
Comforting Betty in the bathroom.
Well, I haven't gotten to round two with Betty in Betty Boop two, whatever. Okay, so the guy said, "You didn't use a Sharpie," and I looked at him. I said, "Exactly." He said, "Well, you have to use a Sharpie. I'm going to get you another ballot." I said, "No, you're not. You're going to take this ballot." He said, "Well, the rules are." I said, "What rules?" Scan, if you have to scan, which I'm not a fan of, scan this ballot. If it accepts the ballot, we're fine, right? Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I handed him my ballot. He scanned it. I said, "You like this machine?" He said, "Well, you know, it's more efficient." I said, "Hand counts. Where'd my ballot go?" Because it didn't come out the other side. He said, "Well, it went in there. And of course, we keep them." I said, "Yeah, I know the story. I know the story.
It incinerated."
So then I said, "Can I get a receipt?" "Can I get a receipt, please?" And he said, "For what?" I said, "Who I voted for." He said, "Well, you don't want people to know who you voted for." I said, "The hell I don't." And by the way, there were a lot of people who voted yesterday. I mean, a lot in my district. He said, "No, this machine doesn't give receipts." I said, "Is it hooked up to the internet?" He said, "Well, just it's an intranet." I said, "My ass. Okay, it's hackable. You know that. Okay, these machines have to go." I said, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, sir, if you don't mind, unless you can answer this question." He said, "What's that?" Now, by the way, people are kind of around, you know, they're kind of like getting irritated with me because I'm kind of holding up the process. But I'm speaking loud enough so everyone in the room can hear. I said, "Can you answer me? Can you tell me what the Battle of Athens 1946 was about?" He said, "I'm going to have to Google it." I said, "You know, Google crap. Okay, you search something. Google is not a verb. It's a noun. But that's not what I'm here for. Do me a favor. Search, Google, gargle, whatever. But look up the Battle of Athens, 1946. And I went over to the ladies, too. And I said, "I'm going to ask you." And she wrote it down. Old Betty, you know, shaking. So.
I don't get paid enough for this.
And I looked at. And they're very nice. I got to tell you, they're very nice people. But they're clueless. So I said, I went back to the guy. I said, "I want to tell you something. I want to tell these two people something. I'm coming back on election day, as a poll watcher and a poll challenger. I got that all set up. And I said, there will not be, just kind of heads up, no pizza boxes on windows. You don't tell me where to stand. Okay. I'm going to be here or at another district, and I'm going to be watching everything. Even if it goes into the night. And by the way, if they, you know, if something happens, I'm staying. I'm not leaving. Just FYI. Folks, this is what we got to do. Every single person in America, I believe, we got to have the, look, it's up to us. If we want change, it's up to us. The country is hanging in the balance. We are at a very specific inflection point right now.
You talked about.
Do you want me to bring
saying
that?
The machines were efficient, more efficient?
No, well, that's what they said.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then how did we do it without machines? Because it was pretty efficient.
One hell of a lot better than now. Okay. They, the left. Here's where we're at, and I had some. I was up late, up very early this morning. I usually get up about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and I do show prep. And I, with me, by the way, today, of course, to continue our conversation for Monday as well, is Randy Taylor, RT at Hagman PI. But before I bring him on, I just want to say this. I was doing show prep, I was, Eric, I was smoking a fatty, right? No. As I was doing show prep, I was thinking about this. And
it sticks to the wall.
The buds. That's a big bud. Yeah. You got to laugh sometimes or make fun of yourself or just kind of laugh, because if you don't, you know, things can really pile up in you mentally. Trust me on that. I know. But the more the leftist, communist, Marxist scumbags play, think of this as like a poker game. If you, poker players out there, I'm not a poker player. Okay, if my game of choice is craps, but I'm not a poker player. I know. But I don't gamble. I can't afford to. By the way, neither can you. But the more in poker, I do understand some fundamental concepts, and the more that the leftist scumbaggery play, the more they reveal their strategy. Poker players, do you agree? Did you play poker, Eric the Tech?
Yeah, you.
I mean, would you agree with that?
The players.
You play the players, not the cards necessarily. I don't know. Maybe, look, that's not the point. The point is this. There's a strategy right now. What is that strategy? Well, I think we can name some of the objectives. Every one of these we're going to be touching on. Of course.
The ultimate bluff.
The ultimate bluff, yeah, except when it's time to show the cards, if you ain't got them, okay, there's a problem. But they have the cards. For example, what's going around right now is, if you watch all the news wires, is this climate emergency. Oh, don't call it an emergency. Call it a crisis, according to AP, Reuters, and all that. Why don't they want that word emergency used? Because that is revealing it to their strategy. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the violence on campus. We're going to be talking about the vilification, nullification, and I believe perhaps assassination of President Trump. We mentioned Niger last show. We didn't get into that. That is something that is going to be coming out. When it comes out, it's going to make a really bad bruise against Blinken, Biden, Obama, and every one of the scumbags in charge right now. And then, of course, to the viewers in Australia, we have your back. We have your back. The Prime Minister, he don't like memes. So he's telling social media companies to get rid of the memes of me on social media. I love you. I love you guys in Australia, man. I don't know how you do it. Okay. We have actually, Australia is our number two. Is it not number two?
Number two.
Number two. It goes U.S., Australia, then Canada, or then Canada. Yeah. Thank you. It's incredible. But, I'd love to. I don't know if I'd ever get there before I go, toes up. But I'd like to visit them once they become freer, and we're going to help you do that. But we have your back. As a matter of fact, you know what to do to the people listening. Since, in fact, before I bring RT on,
create some real memes.
Here's what we need to do. We, as Americans, we need to show our moxie. This is the least we can do for the people being held hostage by the Prime Minister of Australia. But first, let's go to cut 10 very quick. It's only 40 seconds, and then we'll bring Randy on. But here's the PM of Prime Minister of Australia. They're making fun of me. Okay, look, you scumbag. We will mock you. We will follow you. We will make fun of you. We will make
it's so
pinonas.
Easy to make fun of this dude.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what. 40 seconds. Watch this, and I got to bring Randy on here. Watch this.
Media platforms have a responsibility to make sure that misinformation isn't got out there. I noticed today, for example, on the way up here, they've removed various sites that were up containing fake images of myself superimposed on other people. That's the sort of thing that is going on social media. Social media has a responsibility to do the right thing here.
So I did the right thing, and what I did was, as soon as I saw that, it was later in the show prep, I retweeted out a picture of him, of his face superimposed on, I don't even know what it was, but it got the point across. So you know what to do. All right, but Australians, we have your back. And as a matter of fact, I wonder
how many swirlies that dude has had in his lifetime.
I'll tell you what. Bring Randy Taylor on. Let's have a three-way.
Oh my Lord!
pull.
That's what happens when you smoke those hog legs before the show.
I don't, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't do drugs. Okay. In fact, I don't drink. Once in a while.
But. Drugs do him.
No, I don't. I don't need the look. I don't need the confusion. I'm already confused enough. Okay. By the way. You can tell, obviously. You can tell when somebody's, sloppy with drugs. I mean, you can tell they're not.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You can usually tell what kind of drug they're on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I could pretty well tell you what they just ingested.
Yeah. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Only because I read it in a book. Personal experience or anything.
Oh, my gosh. Should we play some Cheech and Chong right now?
Then we're showing our age.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was going to a Christmas party once. This was in Orlando, so I'm walking down the street, and there's this guy beating on the door, and he's going, Dave. So I pipe right up and go, hey,
oh my gosh,
Dave,
I remember
Dave's,
that.
Dave's not here, man. Everybody in the general area started laughing.
Folks, if you're our age, you'll get that. I'm telling you.
You will appreciate it.
Dave's not. Oh, those were the days.
Oh yeah.
Not for the drugs, but for the humor, I guess. But anyway. So what's the strategy? Now, the strategy is to essentially eliminate Trump, and I think you would agree with me on this, RT. Eliminate Trump, and thereby creating such fear and such a vacuum. Oh, that's what I retweeted right there. Wonka, or in his case,
Wanka. Yeah, Wanka.
Yeah. Yeah, so suck on that. All right. So they want to get rid of President Trump. And in fact, it's just not the left here in the U.S. It's globally, because they're afraid of him.
Well, he stands up to the globalists. So when he did get invited to that deal they have there in Switzerland, Davos.
Yeah.
He went in and basically told them, this will never fly. This is never going to happen. I'm not going to allow it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's spoken out of the United Nations against this stuff. He's not a globalist. I saw somebody was angry with him on Twitter yesterday. Somebody that normally I wouldn't think would be angry with him. And I'm not going to say the name until I can make sure it was a valid post. But that person appeared to have turned on Trump. And I was like, whoa.
Hey, Jenna Ellis, is that you? I'm sorry.
No. I'll shoot it to you after the show. I was surprised because I wanted to get your input on it. Like, why would this person have said that? You know, I mean, you know the person better than I do. That's why I was going to answer.
Oh, now I'm curious.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that one of the reasons why of late people are really pissed off at President Trump of late.
Yeah.
And that's because they're hearing from the media that he pushed Johnson into basically signing off on the monstrous and ugly bill, the aid package. Okay.
And that's what this person was angry about, because that's the only thing I could think of that. But I don't, you know what? Half the crap I hear come out of Washington, more than half, I don't believe anymore.
Well, I got confirmation on this. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I got confirmation on this, and I asked somebody who's close to that inner circle. I'm not going to name names because then you guys would say, oh, wow, you know him. You know him. Yeah. Okay, no, I'm not.
No, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I will send this to.
Wait a second. Can you mute everything and accept him? I want to hear who this might be.
No, I'm sending it to your email.
Okay, all right, because right now, I need to hear this. But okay,
you're getting it, and Eric can get it.
Okay,
in fact, you can click on it, take you right to the post.
All right, well,
honestly, sir,
I can tell you if it's a legit.
Oh, it's possible, but anyway,
the thing was this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hang on a second. The reason he talked to Johnson and said, go ahead and do this, is because of the math involved in the composition of the House. Now, I'm not making excuses. I'm providing the reason given to me. I'm not coming down
the way on this. No, but that makes sense. We've screwed the House up. We actually, once again, blew it. For the last 2 years, we could have got a lot of things done. I don't know how these people can't negotiate with each other. I don't get that. I can sell ice to Eskimos. I have absolutely no idea. And these House speakers they keep putting in sell out to the Democrats every time. I mean, you've got to have an upper hand. You know, play at hardball. Play the way that we used to do it. You know, get some blackmail material on them or something. You know what I mean? Make it happen. I'm just, what I'm seeing is ridiculous. And then
we have to play the same game. You're telling, okay, yeah. So here's what I don't get. Okay, and expand on this after I say this, because
yes, sir.
We have okay, the intelligence community really has sold out to the communists. The FBI, the NSA, the NRO, and there are so many folks. You don't know how many agencies there are under the umbrella.
And what Doug's talking about is basically everything that handles national security.
Correct.
We're not talking about agriculture here. We're talking about really serious national security.
Although agriculture is going to.
It is part of it, yeah. But I'm saying the least DIA, CIA, NSA, these people have been bought and paid for. This whole thing with Biden, that's why nobody wants to prosecute Biden, because they know their name's going to get mentioned.
But why in the hell, and I'll answer the question, why in the hell are we not using the information that we have on SHIF, not we, but the IC, the intelligence committee, has on SHIF? Because I know he's got, I know SHIF. Adam Schiff is a...
He should be in jail.
He absolutely should be in jail.
He should not be.
For a lot of reasons.
Go ahead. He cannot be trusted at all. Adam Schiff was a traitor when Trump was in office. Adam Schiff is a piece of crap. Adam Schiff likes to have sex with boys that just recently died.
Just ask Ken Buck. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, his buddy Ken Buck is in the can. He should be doing time with Buck. And here's the sad part. He's running for another position. The guy needs to... I'm not going to get myself in trouble. He needs to be... spoken to.
Hey, honey, can you answer the door? There's pounding on the door.
Yeah. I can't believe anytime he comes back and it chastises Trump about anything, says anything negative about Trump. I just go right through the roof when I see that. I'm like, you of all people cannot talk.
Exactly.
It's like when Hillary Clinton gets up there and she's doing her little snoozy talk on her camera, you know, about how bad Trump is. Meanwhile, we got a trail of bodies we can literally walk on from here to Haiti.
Yeah, you tell me who, except for the Clintons, have such a high body count.
Unbelievable.
Okay, and don't tell me, well, they know a lot of people, so a lot of people. No. You want to talk about...
This isn't a percentage game. This is evil.
Vince Foster, Brown, exactly. I mean, how many other people?
Exactly.
Girl at Starbucks.
And nobody... The problem is nobody did anything about it in the past, so they just keep trucking on forward. I guarantee somebody has died at Hillary Clinton's request this year. I guarantee it.
Oh, 100%. And by the way...
Absolutely guarantee it. She is evil. I pray, Lord... Take her down. She's not coming back. I shame on me, but she's evil.
Oh, 100%.
And I've told people, I tell people, I'll pray for you, then I'm going to pray against you.
And by the way,
I pray against you. I pray that God will strike any one of these people down before any of his children. And his children are being killed by these people.
Yes.
His children have been killed by these people, and they're still breathing. I want the Lord to intercede.
I do believe in imprecatory prayer. I know
a lot of people don't,
but I've seen it.
I saw my mother do it. I'm serious. I was stunned at first. I thought this was wrong. And after I evaluated it, and the evaluation literally took me probably 2 years. But after I evaluated, I said, you know what? If they're not going to submit to the Lord, if they're not going to change their ways, if they're not going to accept Jesus as their Savior, then I just say, be damned.
Literally be damned.
Just be damned with them. Lord, take them to hell, because we don't want your children suffering.
Just real quick, I want to answer, because I do read the comments on Rumble. God bless all of the people who subscribe and comment.
I take the time to comment, yes.
Exactly. And I pin certain comments to the top. In fact, I think it was during the night I pinned one from yesterday's show. But when you and I were on too, I pinned one. The thing is this, okay. I want to address somebody real quick. I did not. I've never on air and off air, the one thing I don't do is use God's name in vain. I will say, however, may God damn
yes
to hell, for example, Hillary Clinton, for example. Okay, there's nothing to me wrong with that, because some people, I believe, need to be damned to hell. Do you agree?
I absolutely 100% agree, and you should never use the Lord's name in vain. I've slipped and done it many times in my life, and shame on me. And as soon as I do it, I pray and ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
I actually say a prayer. Yeah. Lord, forgive me for that. I had no reason for that. I had no call for that. Please forgive me.
Yeah. You know, so look, we're imperfect human beings, but I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you this. The strategy that I believe prior to the absolute taking out, because the last thing they want to do is make a martyr out of Donald Trump, because they know what's going to happen to what they call the MAGATs.
Yes.
Which is us. And by that does not mean Trump is our savior, our icon, our whatever. He is being used by God to maybe give us a chance to repent, and others a chance to repent, and to possibly turn the country around, maybe. I don't know. But certainly not
with our help.
Right. We can't sit on our hands either. You know. Because faith without works is dead. Go ahead.
Bingo, that's what got us here, Doug. Sitting on dreams.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so with all of my heart, okay, I just, with all of my heart, I love the people who listen. I love the people who comment, even those people who I disagree with. But at least you're in the game, and I appreciate that. But RT, I want to show you this. This is cut one, and folks, go to HagmanPI.com. That's HagmanPI.com for all of this, the episode links, the show notes, because in that you can watch the entirety, because in this case, or in some cases, I only have like a minute clipped out of it. But before they pull the trigger, literally or figuratively, depending on how they want to do it on President Trump, they're going to initiate things to push away or to change or to deny him the chance even for an election, I believe. So they're using lawfare right now. And by the way, they're doing things concurrently, not consecutively, but concurrently. But if plan A doesn't work, plan B, that's a consecutive move. But while plan A is in operation, plan 2A is as well. And I believe this is what is coming next, especially given the headlines. We'll go to cut A, and then I want your intelligence and investigative assessment, yours, RT, of this. Okay. I know what mine is. Okay, we'll cut one.
The White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. But that's a climate crisis to you, Mark. The AP, which sets the standards for newsrooms across the country, they're urging Americans to use the term climate crisis to address the current situation. This is all troubling. But if the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have?
Well, I mean, this is the serious story of the today. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on the America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this should be a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story, and he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
Randy Taylor, talk to me.
Man. if he does something like this, I dare say it'd be one of the last things he does. I mean, I know nothing. I'm not saying there is anything. I just know the American people they're done.
You know,
and the ones that support him, we don't really give a damn what you think. And I'll be honest with you, I don't. I know it's a republic and democratic society, but you guys have squandered and destroyed any form, any reasonable facsimile of what this country is. You've destroyed it. You have destroyed it. So at this point, I don't. You know when Trump talks about he wants to come in and be a dictator, be a benevolent dictator and do your thing. I mean, I'm just tired. I'm tired of the left. I'm sick and tired of the left. I saw a thing from Bongino the other day, and Bongino is absolutely right. Nazism, this is how I say it, Nazism is a product of the left. It has nothing to do with the right. They keep trying to call the right Nazis. We're not Nazis. We're not even like a Nazi. The left is. And these people that are calling us fascists, they're the fascists. And I, you know what? I've told you already, I'm done. I'm done with these jackasses. I'm just waiting to see what direction this goes.
It's an interesting. What you just said there is very interesting because we do have a video that says exactly what you just said. Okay. Well, not exactly, but.
Okay. That's cool. Well, hey, you notice, have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, we get the show notes like before the show, but Doug and I rarely talk about what we're going to talk about. It's rare.
No,
but
we don't.
You would think when you listen to us that we've rehearsed it and we know we're going to say this and it's going to bring that video up. It's nothing like that. That's how tuned I am with my friend. We're that in tune. Eric, Doug, myself, we're in tune with the same thought processes. I find it to be impressive.
And I got to tell you, sometimes Eric's ahead of both of us.
And I'm proud. I'm proud to know these two guys. I'm very proud to know these two men.
And back at you because.
And the way they think, what they stand for. And more than anything, it's what they stand for because that's exactly what I stand for. And if I was going to die in a trench somewhere, I'd want to be with these two.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully it won't come to that, but I'm afraid it might.
I'm terrified about where our nation's headed, Doug.
Exactly. Now, here's one thing we can never do. We can never forget. You just saw and heard about this potential for claiming a climate emergency, giving the Biden regime war powers, 130 different options to really override the Constitution. Okay.
Because we said the other day, we were talking about how can he lock us down? And one is what you're talking about. And the other one is if they wanted to put us under martial law based on subversiveness in the U.S., you know, the Palestinians and this and that, and there'd be an Al-Qaeda attack, whatever they need. You know, they've got a whole drawer to pull from.
That's absolutely correct. But we, folks.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I want people to really remember what they did to us. Sometimes it's easier to show. There's probably 1,000 clips I could have grabbed. This one hit me hard because it involves a child, involves the deprivation of medical care over the slab jab, clot shot, whatever you want to call it, the cut 11.
Think of the vaccine.
No, you need to come talk to me.
It's fine, man. Mom.
For radio listeners, they're in the doctor's
office.
Yeah,
she just walked away from me.
Or a hospital.
Yeah. After they just diagnosed my son with an infection, they're refusing to give him medication. Is she not a doctor?
She's a nurse practitioner. You can leave now without your phone.
Excuse me.
That is part. I can confiscate it. Should I call 911?
You don't need to grab my stuff.
Please walk out. Pass Kathy, can you please call security?
So what you're telling me is my son has an infection.
Can you please call 911?
And you're unwilling to treat him?
What we've asked for. And now she's videotaping everything and basically this woman is playing under my name.
Okay, you can cut that. Oh, I just want to make sure people never, ever, ever, ever forget what they've done to us. They beat us in the streets up in Canada. Your family witnessed witnessed the trampling, the freedom convoy by horses.
People still in jail.
Right.
There's people still in jail over that. Four of them.
Okay. And so never forget what they've done. And now they're talking climate crisis and giving more powers to Biden. Here's what I say to that, because I think I speak for all of the viewers and listeners by showing this particular hood ornament, shall I say.
People, don't use your doctor's office.
No.
Use the wellness center.
There you go.
Try to find a doctor that can treat you over the phone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't, yeah. But RT, to your point, well, let me ask you, do you think, what do you think the odds are, conversationally speaking here, but from an intelligence and investigative aspect, what are the odds of Biden pulling off a climate crisis?
I think more would it be successful. I just don't think that 100% of the people are going to comply with anything out of the White House that is going to immobilize their movement, make it to where they can't buy, sell, or otherwise. This whole shot thing, I was surprised, especially in the U.S., that it went as far as it did. I really was surprised that it went as far as it did. I don't think. Now, the question is, you say, okay, climate crisis, how are you going to implement it, and how are you going to enforce it? Would be my questions, because I can't see it happening. And if this is what all the guys that came across the border about, and they're going to stick blue helmets on them and try and force something, I got bad news for you, Washington, okay? Us veterans just really don't like to see foreign soldiers on our soil. It's a personal thing. I would advise that you don't do it. I really would. I think that we are on a powder keg right now. And I think the Biden plan with matches will be a really severe mistake. Because what would happen is this country could come apart at the seams, toss Washington, and if they did, you know exactly what would happen. Trump would be brought in. And then at that point, because it's almost on a war footing, I would be really, really concerned about what happens to the left physically. Just because I don't want to say it in my country, but
the left also employs the Antifa BLM army of movements.
I absolutely agree with you, sir. I absolutely agree with you. And when push comes to shove, I am for what's right, which is good, and against what is bad, which is evil. The left is evil. The left is beyond, they're getting to the point, they're beyond redemption to me as humans. What God wants to do with them, that's fine. But I also believe that God holds us responsible when we let people impose and abuse and beat, murder, whatever, other Christians.
I agree.
I 100% believe that there's, as they speak of, there's the wolves, there's the sheep, and we're the sheepdogs, Doug. We're the sheep. There's people out there that actually depend on us.
Amen to that.
They're hoping. And I get the emails. They're absolutely hoping and praying and they have confidence that we're going to do the right thing when the shit hits the fan.
Okay. You mentioned a couple of things here. Okay. I want to introduce one other thought I had. It was early this morning, and I mentioned this to you right before the show and brought Eric in the conversation. So the question I had is there such a thing as being an American? It's in your DNA, the freedom, the desire for freedom, the desire for justice. And I'm not talking about DC justice. I see justice. I'm talking about God's justice, the righteousness. People say it all the time. It's in our DNA. And I had a thought, and for the medical doctors out there, Patriot Dr. James, love you, brother. I thought, okay, we talked about, you know, freedom being in their DNA. And is that just a saying, or is that an attribute, perhaps, a component of our God-given DNA? And if so, then could the, as they call them, the COVID-19 vaccine, the clot shot, the slab jabs, whatever, injecticide, could one of the objectives, not the sole objective, but maybe an experimental objective, be with that jab to adversely affect our DNA or the DNA of Westerners in particular who long for freedom to perhaps rewire that desire in addition to rewiring the connection to God? Okay. That's all I'm going to say. We can move on from that. That's a question I had. To me, I thought, wow, that's kind of deep. I don't know the answer to that, and we don't have to discuss that further. That's just
no, but one of our listeners may know something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where they've delved in science with that, but who knows? I think one of the big problems we have, and why things are so much amok right now, Doug, people have gotten to the point. We have very few centrists anymore. The far left went bananas, and in response, the far right appeared. Now, to be clear on that, the far right was only a response to the far left, and I don't care what they say.
Where the hell is the far right, though?
Well, the far right, here's what I'm talking about, in voting, people no longer vote their mind or their conscience. Everybody now votes purely party lines.
And emotion.
Have you seen that? Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Especially on the left, party lines. On the right, every now and then, though, we get the Mitt Romney and those guys that don't vote with the party. I don't say they're right because Mitt Romney does nothing right in his life. Of course, my day does nothing right. I hope he hits the toilet when he pees. He's worthless.
Well, okay, politicians aside, the voters themselves.
Bingo. Yeah. But you notice how immediately it's far left. I notice that with neighbors and stuff. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. No. And you say, well, why would you vote for that person? Well, because I'm friends with Fred's brother who knows them. Really? Sorry, Fred. I used to always say that on the show. For example, I'd say Fred's brother, Fred's dad. And then a guy named Fred, Fred Gay, actually emailed me and sent me his picture. And he says, Randy, my name's Fred. And he's become a bit of a pal over the years. But there's no, when I was a kid, and I remember my parents and talking, you know, back in the early 70s, and them talking about political candidates, you know, back when it was McGovern and Nixon and Ford, you know what I mean? And people were kind of around the center, the majority of America. Now it's like nobody's in the center. Everybody's far right or far left.
Correct.
Yeah, but you notice that, right?
I think
that's why we don't.
And that's,
we don't get anything done.
That's, and I don't know who recommended this book to me. I believe it was a guest. I don't recall. Maybe I heard it somewhere. The rape of the mind. Just an incredibly informative book about really what's going on in mind control, mass delusion, and how the intelligence community, military, industrial complex programs people. But anyway, look,
go ahead.
Finish your thought.
I also think that Central Intelligence Agency went to Ted Turner and talked him into the 24-hour news module and made sure he had the money to do it.
So that they could
program 24 hours a day and do it subliminal messaging, same thing going on in the background. It's like elevator music or music in a room or a restaurant, but it's so low you barely notice it, but it's tuning, it's working on your brain. I firmly believe that when CNN did that, and because look at CNN's behavior today, they are 100% pure intelligence puke.
Oh yeah, they're the mouthpiece.
Absolutely,
for the
USC. You got it. There's no question that they've been bought and sold.
Okay,
done.
Okay, now, all right. So what's going on today? We have violence in our universities. This next segment. Now, look, just because I show something, it doesn't mean I like the presenter, okay? Or I'm fully on board with the presenter, especially when they're self-promoting, but okay. But that doesn't negate the message. This is cut two. I think that's the one I had. Yes, cut two. I think this is very important. It's about a minute and a half long, but listen to what Wayne Allen Root says in this particular cut, starting at 2:40. Go ahead.
Titled, and you better listen up, man, because this is your country on the line, okay? The title is, this is 100% Obama. Columbia University anarchy, Jew hatred, America hatred, the rigged communist show trial against Trump, the intentional destruction of America. This is where it all started, with my college classmate Obama at Columbia. This is all Obama. What you see happening right now in New York City, it all started at Columbia University way back in the early 1980s. Obama was my Columbia college classmate. And now it's all full circle back to our roots. Excuse the pun. Columbia University is the canary in the coal mine. George H.W. Bush talked about 1,000 points of light. Obama uses 1,000 points of destruction to achieve his goal, the intentional destruction of America. You can see it all happening just blocks apart right now, all built around Columbia and New York City. Upper Manhattan is where the anarchy at Columbia is on full display. The Jew hatred, the America hatred, the hatred of capitalism, the desire to destroy the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And then a few miles south, to Lower Manhattan, is the courtroom where a rigged communist show trial is happening to destroy the greatest symbol of everything Obama hates, President Donald J. Trump.
Okay, RT, before you say anything, okay, and folks, before you think about what he just said, cut three, and then after this, RT, I want to get your assessment on this. This is happening, of course, at Columbia University. Faculty members, I'm talking about the people, the professors, you know, the people who are paid to teach the young students.
Our children.
The mind's full of mush, right? $86,000, a year, not including books or housing, for example. This is an example, an illustration that really buttresses and bolsters that statement, I believe. We'll go to cut three, and then RT, it's all yours. Go ahead.
Are you guys faculty?
Yes.
So what is it about supporting Hamas that you guys support?
Get out of here.
I support our students.
Right?
And supporting peacemakers.
People that support Hamas are peacemakers?
Go fart in a pillow.
Should a government-funded university be supporting terrorist organizations?
I support people who study and who want to build peace. That's what I'm here
is
for.
Is that what the students that are occupying?
I'm here to teach. I teach readings. We discuss what human beings have done since we learned how to speak. Sure. That's what we're doing.
So the ones that are calling for the genocide of Israel, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. So you guys support Hamas?
Your reading comprehension isn't their problem, man.
The students that are chanting for Hamas and death to America, faculty, you guys support them? Silence is complicity.
You're speaking is stupidity.
Unbelievable. University faculty supporting terrorists.
A proof of freedom for all.
Right? So what about the babies that were butchered by Hamas? And what about the ones... So freedom for all. What about the ones that are still held captive? Should Hamas release the hostages? Ma'am, should Hamas release the hostages?
I've already said a complete sentence.
Sure, that's all I get. Okay. I guess that's all faculty can give, huh? Unbelievable, guys. This is Columbia faculty supporting people that are taking over the university in support of Hamas. There's your tax dollars hard at work, America. Right there. Anyone want to say anything? U.S. tax dollars going to supporting students that support the genocide of Israel? Anybody? Anything? Can we at least agree Hamas is a terrorist organization? And chanting death to America or death to Israel is not acceptable on a college campus. Anyone? Can I get agreement from anyone? Is chanting death to America or death to Israel unacceptable on college campuses? Anyone? I guess not. I guess it's okay in Columbia.
Not okay.
Not okay. Awesome. Anyone else? I got one. One guy said it's not okay to chant death to Israel and death to America on college campuses. I got one. Anyone else that would agree with that? Faculty? Anyone? Any faculty agree we shouldn't be chanting death to Israel and death to America on college campuses? Cat got your tongue? This is Columbia University, guys. Faculty in support of students that have taken over the quad that are chanting death to America and death to Israel. That's your tax dollars at work, America. I got one to say that we shouldn't be allowing students to chant death to America and death to Israel on college campuses, on U.S. taxpayer-funded college campuses. It's unbelievable. Are you guys
RT, I'm going to give you the rest or this segment here to really give your assessment on this, but notice they all look like friggin' zombies, mind dead mm-hmm. zombies. Those are the morons mm-hmm. who are teaching our children. Number one, number two, I would suggest anyone who has a child in any major Ivy League university, sue the living crap out of them for get your money back. Because they're not doing their job, they're not completing their contract, sue them. You want lawfare? Let's do it. We'll give you lawfare. I'm tired of this bullshit. They're a bunch of morons. And you know what? I don't want to... death to America. He wasn't even talking about the issue of, you know, the Jewish, the Zionist thing, okay? That's not even the issue. The issue is these are paid friggin' agitators. I'm talking about the people who've overtaken the campuses. Mm-hmm. They're paid. These people are just friggin' morons. Go ahead, sir. Take this segment because I'm going to throw up in my mouth a little. I think I already did. Go ahead.
They are definitely paid protesters and agitators, most definitely. That's been proven. That we don't have to debate that. What's screwed up here is these are the people that are teaching your children. And you want to know how we ended up with a generation somewhere in there or two generations that really let all this crap come in and let the governments become corrupt? Look at what they started doing, especially back in the late 60s and early 70s. Because those people that were protesting back then, that were back there and were the peaceniks and spitting on our soldiers, okay? Those are the people that are running the show today, and you wonder why it's crap. If it's crap in, it's crap out. Yeah. Don't expect, you know, you can't expect any different.
Yeah.
This is absolutely ridiculous. And I'd go further than I would, if I had a kid, I'm sorry, I'd pull my kid. My kid already has a hard time because she's conservative. She's serious. She gets picked at.
That's a sad statement.
That's picked at, and she goes to school with Muslims. Okay? And they can run around and wear their colors and, you know, free Palestine and the whole nine yards. Nobody says a word to them. This is messed up. This is really messed up. And you want to know about stress on a teenager? I can't even begin to tell you how much my heart hurts for my kid.
Amen.
Because she's a good kid. And the teachers are so open with it. You know, their hatred of Trump, hatred of, honestly, the U.S. They hate the country they're in. Then get out. Get out. But people are there, death to America, death that. If you get called with a sign that says death to America, I'm sorry. I know that there's this free speech thing, but I'd really like to see your ass in jail for the night. I have never, fortunately, Doug and I discussed this 20 years ago. Fortunately, I have never rolled up on a gathering that was burning an American flag. Fortunately. Because I would go bananas.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, that's a line with me.
I cannot support you enough on that.
That makes me so sick. When people, and the things that we're hearing, listen, what I was saying earlier about the left has destroyed America, they absolutely have. They have done nothing. And I challenge anybody out there that's listening that happens to be on the other team, you tell me what the left, the liberal Democrats, you tell me what they have done for this country. If you come back and say, well, they protected women's rights to an abortion, then you didn't answer the question. I want somebody, I'm serious, if you're out there listening, defend your left. Defend, are you telling me what you've done for the country? And don't say that, oh, they approved for a new library in my town. Don't. Tell me I'm talking in the country and in the world. Our foreign policy is crap. Our leader, our president, is crap. We're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And when we talk about this election, listen, let me tell you how serious this is. It's serious enough you should have a go bag packed. This is serious. And I hope the government is sitting around with their thumbs up their asses and they think because they scared some people of the January 6th thing. Okay, let me tell you what. These people didn't do anything wrong on January 6th. They really didn't.
If anything, it's my position they did not go far enough.
Yes, and I'll go along with that, sir. I'll go ahead and say that, Doug.
I'm not saying they should have hurt or killed anyone,
no.
But they didn't accomplish the objective, and that's because of the infiltration, and that was because of the trap.
And the thing is, this is proof that it was nothing. Because if they had done and went in there and taken over, there was no plan further than that, which tells you that it was not an insurrection. An insurrection would have a clear goal. And it's normally to toss a government and insert a new government. They didn't do that. No. They didn't attempt to do that.
And so they couldn't have done that.
No, thank you. There was no, the plan was a protest. The police and the politicians are the ones that turned it into more than a protest, but less than an insurrection. Thank you. That's exactly the best description of it. It was a little more than a protest, not because of the protesters, but because people opened doors and waved them in and said, hey, come on in, and then turned around and changed the rules and says, oh, if you come in here illegal, that's bad. Oh, if you come through that glass, I have permission to shoot you in the face. They murdered that young lady. Ladies and gentlemen, you should be pissed about that.
Absolutely.
Ashley Babbitt was murdered. That could have been anybody I know.
You got the wrong last name. It's Babbitt. Bobbitt was the one that did the knifing of the.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Never mind. Yeah.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying? It wasn't an insurrection. Anybody that calls it that, you're an idiot. And if you're sitting there trying to tell me you went through college and graduated and you saw that as an insurrection, you are a moron. Turn your credentials back in because you got screwed.
Amen to that. So, okay. Right. Okay. Now, the objective.
I'm sorry.
No, man, you're 100% right. And I love this because it segues into this.
Once again,
what's the objective of the left? The objective of the left is to get rid of you, me, and everyone listening, unless you happen to, on this by accident, everyone listening to this who is anti leftist, anti communist, anti socialist, Marxist, Islamic, anti chaos. Okay, that the goal is to get rid of us, but to get rid of us. And to throw us into chaos, they have got to get rid of Donald Trump. Okay, so now you talked earlier about projection, right? Maybe you didn't use the word projection, but you said something to the effect of what the left is doing or what the left has done and is doing, they accuse the right of doing. Something yes. like that, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I found this.
Fascist, they're calling us fascist when indeed they're the fascists.
Okay. So
they tell us who we can like and can't like.
Exactly. So, for example, they accuse President Trump of election interference. They accuse him of inciting a riot. They accuse him of doing. They accuse him of weaponizing. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just play this super cut. It's a little longer. It's about 3.5 minutes. Sorry about that.
Now, these are good videos, man. I don't get 3.5 minutes is fine, Doug.
But I'm going to tell you something. The way this is put together, side by side, folks, watch this carefully, or listen to this carefully. These are side by side comparisons, left right or left, left right comparisons. Here it is.
Now that he's got the right attorney general in position to do it, we now know they really have been trying to gin up criminal prosecutions and criminal investigations into the president's perceived enemies, politically motivated persecution, right? Courtesy of Bill Barr. I'll roll in the FBI on you. That's how banana republics work, right?
The home of the 45th president of the United States has been raided by the FBI.
Mr. Trump is using the Justice Department to go after his perceived enemies. I feel worried about the prospect of the Justice Department being used as a tool of this president or any. In our little banana republic, any capable prosecutor can get a grand jury to hand down an indictment of something as innocent as a ham sandwich.
Today, an indictment was unsealed. Charging Donald J. Trump.
Breaking news on former President Trump. He's been indicted for the fourth time in 5 months.
Bill Barr, on the president's behalf, is weaponizing the Justice Department to go after the president's enemies. When you win an election, you don't seek to just prosecute the losing side.
The president using the Justice Department as a weapon to get what he wants.
Department of Justice is totally politicized.
Sticking the Department of Justice on political opponents.
Threatening to imprison his political rival, banana republic style.
Trying to exact revenge against all of his enemies. Tin pot dictator in a banana republic.
Is acting more like a banana republic dictator.
He's using government resources to go after his political opponent.
Essentially, we are a banana republic. That we are seeking to have a bogus and criminal investigation into a political opponent.
And that's using the Department of Justice to also target Trump's political opponent for nefarious reasons. This is a massive abuse of power and a betrayal of our values.
The President of the United States is targeting a family member of a political opponent. This is the type of thing that happens in a banana republic.
And trying to take out a political rival in Joe Biden.
Criminally investigating an American political rival, someone the president is worried about losing to in the next election.
To investigate my principal opponent or a principal opponent in the upcoming election. Houston, we have a problem.
Don't you think that's something that should be investigated when the incumbent political party opens a counterintelligence investigation on the candidate of the opposing party?
We know Trump is itching to politicize the Justice Department, and the Attorney General has been super shady.
The president is weaponizing the Department of Justice to bring cases against his enemies.
The
the Department of Justice is in an existential crisis.
Again, it's yet another example of the Justice Department basically losing all of its independence in this administration.
This is now about corrupting the next election. And for me, this was crossing the red line.
A president who is actively trying to potentially steal the upcoming election.
But to try to take out a political rival. The end goal being 2020.
Donald Trump and his attorney general are using the Justice Department. The only difference between this and a banana republic is that Trump does not eat fruit.
The 2020 election is really the last chance we have to stop our system from fully sliding into a corrupt banana republic.
Bill Barr has done everything that Donald Trump has wanted him to do.
Yeah.
We're living in a banana republic right now.
When you start using the Justice Department to go after your enemies, that's very, very dangerous.
Donald Trump is using the Department of Justice to go after his enemies in any way that he can.
Having the head of the chief federal law enforcement agency essentially working on his behalf to investigate a political rival.
To investigate the family of a political opponent. Basically, banana republic behavior.
We're no better than some, some banana republic.
And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power. If he does run.
Randy Taylor, what did you know?
If you look at that group of people and everyone just watching the media and politicians, every one of the politicians whose face was on there is guilty of crimes that the public's aware of.
Oh yeah,
and nothing's been done. No, stop and think about it. That's horrendous that they're going to get that. The whole display system in the United States to the people is so corrupt that the people that commit the crimes are on there accusing Trump of doing crimes. These people cannot point the finger at anybody in a real world. These people, we've talked about this before, and I say this because I love my country. And anybody that takes my words and twists them, You're an ass for doing it, and you will be called out on it. What I say about this country is what I feel because I've got fingers on the pulse. Okay? I don't just go into social media and listen to the people that I like. I listen to the people that hate our guts. Yeah. The articles, I don't go look for friendly authors. I look for authors that can't stand us. You know what I mean? I look at everybody. And I'm telling you right now, this country is on the verge of disaster.
Okay. Against the backdrop of that compilation that's super cut by Grabian, which again, Hagman PI link directly to Grabian. So you can watch it. Spread it, whatever. Against that backdrop, Julie Kelly, Darren Beatty, Bannon, Bongino, everyone who's written a book about the war against Cash Patel.
Thank God for those people.
Amen. Okay. But Julie Kelly absolutely connected, based on redacted documents that Judge Cannon forced Jack Smith to redact, by the way. In the case, in documents case, connected the Biden White House to the prosecution of President Trump. So against the backdrop of what you just heard, what they were accusing President Trump of, they're doing themselves, and she brings the receipts. And with your patience, we'll go to cut six, and this is 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Biden's White House, Joe Biden's General Counsel, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, Joe Biden's FBI, the National Archives, Joe Biden's intelligence community to once again work behind the scenes to concoct and manufacture some sort of documents or records case against Donald Trump. And this dates back at least to May of 2021. Where, as you know, the archives working with DOJ, pressuring Team Trump to turn over what they insisted were government records, that they were entitled to under the Presidential Records Act. So finally, as you know, he produced those records, but they were impatient, we were told, and they were taking that time in 2021 to concoct another criminal case and investigation, which they did. And they were working collaboratively with Jonathan Sue, who is Biden's White House general counsel at the time. And finally, when Donald Trump produced those 15 boxes of documents, handed them over to the archives couldn't really specify, Steve, what they wanted, except for, let's see, remember the Sharpie Gate map of Hurricane Dorian? That was one record they said they wanted. The letter that Barack Obama left for Donald Trump in the Oval Office, some other correspondence. So then, within 24 hours, the National Archivist in January 2022 claimed that he saw classified papers in there, worked again with DOJ to create this criminal referral and send it to the FBI in February of 2022. Now, Steve, that's the story that we've been told. You know, the boxes were turned over. Oops, there were classified documents. Then the FBI and DOJ got involved. No, no, no. The FBI and DOJ, at least the DOJ, top officials, including the Office of the Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, deeply involved in creating this case. That is why Special Counsel Jack Smith and the DOJ wanted this material and this evidence under seal.
Yeah, and there it is. Randy Taylor. In addition to that, of course, you can follow Julie's Kelly timeline on Twitter. You have in New York the former number three Biden DOJ guy delivering the opening statement in the New York trial, along with Bragg and James, Letitia James and such. So you've got direct connections between the Biden regime White House and every persecution trial against Donald Trump. And yet they accused President Trump of weaponizing the Department of Justice. What a load of horseshit. Go ahead, sir.
No, you just said it. The thing that bothers me the most is I remember when Trump first took office, and right away there was the dossier. And they were talking about that he had talked to Putin before becoming president. And I sat there and I thought about that, and I thought, who cares? I would like to know that the president, or who wants to be the president, who happens to be an international businessman, I would hope that he's talked to Putin before. You know, it'd be kind of a good idea.
That was during the transition as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Meanwhile, transition Biden and that crap that he calls a family, and nobody raises an eyebrow. Oh, he took millions from China. Oh, this. Oh, that. Even the nasty Ukraine stuff, okay, that Biden is guilty of goes all the way back to what they were trying to persecute Trump with. You know, remember, Ukraine was right there in the mix, and the big reason for wanting to impeach the president. They had a taped phone call. They had a guy that was supposed to be in the United States Army that was supposed to be under the charge of the president, Vinkman or whatever his name, Vinkman, where did I get that from? Who was that piece of crap? The guy that turned on President Trump, still listened in on a
Michael
phone call.
Cohen?
Vinman? The Army guy. Yeah, Vinkman, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
You'll remember his face, so you want to beat his ass in an elevator if you're ever with him. That guy, okay, that was all lies. He did nothing that he said was truthful. But just all this stuff that they acted like it was a big deal. Meanwhile, the stuff that is a big deal about Biden, why would you impeach him? Oh, you know, when you've got checks written out to the president, man, what else do you need? That would, you know what? You could prosecute anybody in a state court if the evidence required a signed check.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is all of this If that doesn't prove, you know, these stinking leftists, y'all need to remember something, okay? One, you're puke. But secondly, okay, if they can do this to Donald Trump, someday somebody can do it to you. And you better start playing fair, because your day is coming.
Paybacks are a bitch.
I'm telling you. And if he got angry and, you know, I'm talking about, oh, Donald Trump's going to have people killed. You know what?
I don't even know how to say. Speaking of that.
Oh, here we go.
Gee. Huh.
Did we sedge way into another one?
Wow. Well, here's, you know what? RT, here's why Donald Trump cannot possibly occupy the White House again.
Oh.
What you just said. Okay, cut 7.
Oh.
It's only three minutes long at most.
This would be 7. Beautiful, man.
What you just said. Listen to this. Cut 7. Oh, he's getting there. Eric's a little slow.
What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president. Because if he is,
you can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America
and shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
To rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
He wants to take away your vote.
Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Cozy up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
If he's reelected, he will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question.
Trump is reelected. He won't leave.
Donald Trump will never leave office voluntarily.
And what that means is that everybody who wants us to remain a republic has to put every other thing aside and work together urgently right now to stop that from happening.
Well, thank you, Ms. Lesbian Madcow.
With the Adam's apple.
Yeah, I'm sending this to Mar-a-Lago. I think they could use this a lot.
They should use that just in ads. This is crazy what's going on. And everything that those people were saying is a bold, outright lie. We've already had him in office once, so we know he's not going to overstay his welcome. We know that he's not going to assassinate anybody. He's not going to shoot people in the street. He's not going to kill Melania. Where do these people come from? And here's the saddest part of all this, Doug. There's people that listen to him and believe him and digest that puke. They digest that puke as information, as accurate information. I don't understand somebody that would even listen to those shitbirds. And that's what they are. And yes, I said shitbirds, because that's exactly what they are.
And you're being kind.
I am being very kind because we're on a show, and I've made a commitment to myself and to my Lord that I would curb the swearing.
You know, the older I get, the more I realize my filter is broken.
Yeah, we don't. That's the problem. We don't have much of
it. I don't care. You know,
how did look at Trump? You tell me, this man is a tank, man. He put up with all that crap campaigning.
Yep.
What he had to deal with when he was in office, what he had to deal with when he got out of office, and what he's dealing with now. Anybody that tells me Trump doesn't love America, I swear to God, say it to my face, I will beat you.
Had he just remained at Mar-a-Lago and played golf, none of this would be happening to him.
And we'd already be in 15-minute cities.
Yeah.
That 4-year term. And at his expense, physically, emotionally, and financially, that 4-year term staved off the globalist plan and messed them up by 7 or 8 years.
And that's what they're so pissed off about.
That's exactly what they're pissed off about. They want to imprison us. They want to feed us synthetic food. They want to enroll us in slave labor. They want to limit to where you can go out once a year and buy clothing. One set of clothing, and you have to turn your old clothing in before you can wear that one set. And we're not making this stuff up. This is that Nazi Klaus Schwab. This is no joke. In fact, we need to do some shows on him, Doug. I mean, purely on him. That guy is an absolute danger to this planet and the people on it.
But now his offspring is active. Oh, yeah. Okay, he's reportedly ill. His offspring's active. Plus, you've got Alexander Soros, who was just photographed at some sort of sporting event with Huma Abedin, okay, Hillary's body girl. You got Bill Gates. You got all of these globalists. And by the way, you know, we were going to talk about the WHO as well. We're going to have to get together again to do that, because you've got a ton of information about the World Health Organization. You got a ton of information about
everything's coming at us so fast, right?
Yeah, and we have to talk about C-63, like you mentioned before, in Canada. We've got to talk about Niger. By the way, Niger, folks, in the show notes, please click on the links and watch. We don't have time for it now. Watch the video, read the papers, but that's going to become Biden's Benghazi. Okay, I'm telling you right now that no one's talking about that. Go ahead.
And literally, we could sit here and just read titles off of articles and films that we see and fill an entire 90 minutes with nothing but straight reading of the titles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what Doug does a tremendous job putting this together every day. You have no idea the work that goes into this. Ladies and gentlemen, please support this platform.
We'd appreciate it. And we appreciate the support we've gotten.
And we're very thankful for that. We've got some monumental tasks ahead of us. We're running out of time. And the projects that we need to do, we don't have the finances to do. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, just think about this. Make it a part of your tithe, something. You know, it's okay to tithe to other places in the church, because we're doing the Lord's work. I like to think so. If I'm wrong, then feel free to call me wrong.
And you know what, Randy Taylor, the clips, like at Columbia, at the trial, at the border, I'd like to, I mean, you know, we can do that, but we, because of the restraints we have, of course, we have to show other people's work, which, and we give them credit for, but the fact is, there's so much more that we have to do, and you're right, you know.
Oh, so. I'd love to go. I'd love to be with Doug and Eric and shooting live from a location.
Yeah.
You know, and right there and giving it to you and filling up 90 minutes for you. Because our job is to bring you the truth, not bring you the news. bring you the truth.
There you go.
Because there's a lot of garbage out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we need your support. I beg of you, please support this platform. If you're worried about the feds knowing what you're doing, you know what? You can stick a $10 bill in a piece of paper, stick it in an envelope, send it to us. We also have coffee. This is delicious. Delicious. Good stuff. Delicious. I drink it every day.
As a matter of fact, I just, I'm on my, like my sixth cup of the hard stuff. All right.
You're tough.
Hey, Randy Taylor. Thank you, my brother. Right on, I appreciate you, as does everyone. Folks, we appreciate